Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? I am Lee Hammack, the diagnosed self-aware narcissist known as mental illness, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, Narcissistic Personality Disorder, get more people into therapy like myself 5 years strong, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. There's some thrivers out there, y'all. Today's episode is going to be about how sometimes you just outgrow the narcissist. Sometimes you fall out of love with that narcissistic person in your life. You just do. I know a lot of people get to the point where So many people ask me questions about when the narcissist discards them. Sometimes, y'all, a narcissist, I got discarded. I didn't do anything wrong. I was just doing so good in my life, and they just got rid of me. They replaced me with somebody else who's below my level. They don't look as good as me. They don't make as much money as I do. They don't do anything that I do. Like, what did I do wrong? Tell me, Lee. Tell me what I did wrong. And look, sometimes you just outgrew them, and they can feel it. Narcissistic people, we have like a sixth sense when people are outgrowing us, or people that are going to do better than us, or people that are going to move past us. We have a sixth sense, and like when that kicks into play, we automatically go into self-protection mode, self-defense mode. Like, if this person keeps growing, they're going to leave me anyway. So let me get ahead of the curve. Let me beat them to the punch. You're not going to discard me. You're not going to break my heart. You're not going to reject me. Let me be the one to reject you. Let me be the one to break up with you. Let me be the one to get rid of you. Because that's how they feel. They want to get rid of you first before you get rid of them, because they can sense it. When you started getting promotions at your job or at your work or something like that, and you're around other people that are doing better, you're around a whole different crowd, and they feel like they're not part of that crowd. They feel like they don't belong in that circle, or being inside that circle with your coworkers or your friend group or whatever. Your growth group, whatever kind of healing you're doing, whatever kind of growth you're doing, financial, mental, mental, physical, whatever, emotional, whatever kind of growth or healing you're doing, that narcissistic person, that toxic person, doesn't feel like they belong in that community or that group or that circle. Your success and your growth makes them feel uncomfortable. So they just feel like, you're going to abandon me anyway. Here's where some of the narcissistic person's abandonment issues kick in. You're going to abandon me anyway. I see you around your friend group. Like, I can't come around there because your friend group's making me. They'll lie about it and say that your new friend groups or your coworkers or whatever don't like them. But in all actuality, a lot of times it's the narcissistic person feeling uncomfortable. Like, feeling like there's going to be some immediate rejection. They're going to face some immediate rejection or some immediate shame in this new group of people. Like, I don't belong here. Like, if I get, this is not me being disrespectful. If I work in fast food, right, and my wife just happens to be going to college to be a lawyer. She just made a lawyer. Now she's working with Johnny Depp's lawyers or something like that. She's on TV. She's a high profile lawyer. They are on TV. Like, she just saved Johnny Depp. She just did this. She just defended Amber Heard. She just whatever the situation is. My wife is getting a lot of fame, and I work in fast food. Like, I feel uncut now. She's famous. Now I feel like, oh my goodness, she's gonna leave me. She got all this fame, all this popularity. Why would she want little old me? Now the self-deprecating language sneaks into my head. The negative self-talk starts to eat away at me. Now I'm thinking about all the negative aspects of me, my own personality, my own being. And now I'm just thinking, I'm beating myself up. You, my wife has given me no indication that she's going to leave me. She said nothing about it. She's happy that we're growing together. I'm doing this for us. Like, we're going to be so powerful. I'm doing this for us. And yes, y'all, women can be narcissists too. I'm just giving an example using myself, But in my head, I was like, she's lying to me, because I know if I got a great promotion or a great job like that, while I was around a different group of people, I may be looking to sneak to leave her, because I feel like this group of people fits me better. I can find a woman that's used to this lifestyle right here that I don't have to ingratiate into my life or integrate into my life. I don't have to talk to other people about her. They already know her. Maybe I can do that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That's how my mind works. I'm assuming your mind works the same way, right? So I'm assuming that because I would leave you or consider leaving you if I got to the point where you are, that you're going to do the same thing to me. So let me get preemptive and leave you. They just feel that, y'all. That's the end of the example, y'all. And that's just a financial example. Sometimes they feel like you're outgrowing them emotionally, like where you, like, they can't manipulate you anymore. They get to the point where they can no longer manipulate you, like the old gaslighting tricks they used to do didn't work. The threatening to unalive themselves doesn't have the same effect they used to. Like I used to threaten to unalive myself, and they would come rushing over here. Now they do a wellness check on me, and the police show up instead of them. So that doesn't work anymore. They feel like you're outgrowing them, y'all. They feel like you're outgrowing them. It's, yes, so absolutely. If they feel like you're outgrowing them, or if they feel like you're going to replace them sooner or later, yes, they will absolutely discard you. Some of them will absolutely discard you. Others, some will discard you. Others will go the other opposite direction. They will become more obsessive over you and more controlling over you. So the more you grow, the more that they feel like they need to grow with you. They, like you are a tree. They're like, if you're a tree that's sprouting and you're growing higher and higher and higher, they are a weed or a vine that's wrapped around you, you know, so you can't grow. As you grow, I grow, you know what I mean? Or even if I'm not growing, I'm still attached to you. I'm still wrapped around you. You are a growing tree. You get all the nutrients from the earth. Like, you are just sucking up all the nutrients everywhere, right? And I'm just sucking the nutrients from you because I'm a weed. I'm a vine. I'm a parasitic vine that's attached to you. So as you grow, I grow too. So some of them will absolutely become obsessive over you when they feel like you're going to outgrow them, you know? And it's okay. And I just feel like a lot of people feel guilty about outgrowing a narcissistic person. Like, you might wake up one day and not look at this person the same way anymore. You might wake up one day and it's not that you don't love them anymore. It's just sometimes you see them for who they really are and what they really, really, really represent in your life. Sometimes they represent an anchor to an old part of you. This especially happens. The most time I think I've heard about this happening is in a dynamic where there's an age gap, a large age gap, like an 18-year-old and a 37-year-old, or 18-year-old and a 40-year-old. When that 18-year-old gets to be about 25, 30, they're like, what am I doing? You know what I mean? And they feel like they outgrown you mentally, emotionally, sometimes physically, sometimes spiritually. You know, and they just want to grow up and leave you alone. And that could cause you, the older person, that's dealing with this younger person, to become more attached to them. To, like I said, become that weed or that vine and wrap around them more. And sometimes it causes you to go the opposite direction and leave them. You see what I'm saying? The discard or the attachment, or more attachment, further attachment. But it's okay, y'all. Do not beat yourself up for outgrowing that narcissistic person. Because you thought y'all were supposed to grow together. Yeah, you might have been growing together. Go back to the tree analogy. You might be a tree, right? Instead of being a vine, they're one of your tree. Instead of being a vine, they're one of your tree branches. And sometimes when trees grow higher and higher and get bigger and bigger, a branch falls off. A windstorm comes. The windstorm is like a promotion. The windstorm is some spiritual growth. The windstorm is a community or a group or promotion, some financial literacy, some emotional literacy. The windstorm is some emotional growth, some mental growth. And that branch gets knocked off. But guess what? The tree keeps growing. You don't need a branch to grow. You need your roots. As long as the roots are still in the ground, you can continue to grow. You don't need a branch to keep growing. So it's okay to outgrow people. You know what I mean? Don't beat yourself up about outgrowing, especially if it's a toxic person, especially if you outgrow the toxicity. Bravo. Bravo. If you outgrow that toxicity, bravo. Bravo. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in so seriously, y'all. I'm starting my live show next week. I'm having a guest on. Well, I'm having a live show tomorrow. Oh, today. No, I forgot what day it is. Mine went blank. Live show coming soon. I'm going to have guests to start doing longer interviews on my channel, start posting longer videos and things of that nature. So thank y'all so much for tuning in. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I'm super thankful for y'all. Like, I'm unbelievably grateful for y'all. Seriously. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Like and subscribe for more. You'll listen to this on Apple Music or Spotify. Hit that 5 stars for me, y'all. Mental Illness is out. Peace.